second and last person signed up is Matthew Hutchinson.
Mr. Hutchinson.
I'm here to speak tonight on the millage. I just have to say I find it quite ironic. People's sentiments towards the crown in England these days, it's almost like the loyalists never left after the revolution and we're talking about taxation again. It's a little sad. The millage rate is the amount per $1,000 of assessed value that is levied on taxes. Millage rates are expressed in tenths of a penny, meaning one mill is $0.001. For example, on a $200,000 home, a millage rate of 0.002 will equal $400 in taxes owed. Simple math, 0.002 times 200,000. Everybody can do this at home. If we knew what the county was going to assess the value of our home at, which we don't. They haven't been assessed yet. The county council and the tax assessor are not telling the citizens that, one, the millage is a tax, and two, your property value increases based on the county's assessment. Your taxes are going to increase exponentially. So the more the county puts into the budget, the more they're going to take from the taxpayers to pay for it. It's simple economics, and the council is too cowardly to admit these facts in plain English. Here's an example of what's really going on with the millage increases. The sheriff comes up here and demonizes the public for increase in police violence under his watch. It's on video. He came up here and did it. He mismanages the sheriff's department and, due to his toxic leadership, drives out good deputies, causing perpetual job openings.
Mr. Hutchinson, we won't be attacking people here, but you can state the facts, please, sir. Go ahead.
He comes back to the council during budget season, claiming to need an increase in his millage for pay increases to retain deputies and hire more to replace the ones he's pushed out. This council has basically given the sheriff a blank check for at least the past 8 years, covering two sheriffs, and done nothing to oversee the tax dollars that you were entrusted with. Now, I'm not advocating for defunding law enforcement, far from it, but when their portion of the budget is nearly half of all the expenditures, while crime is steadily increasing, lawsuits are being filed and settled at breakneck speed, and we're losing good law enforcement officers, shouldn't the council at the very least ask some hard questions of the sheriff? This is just one example of how the current council has failed its employers, the citizens. The fact that our county council is trying to increase our taxes while the old guard is on the way out, while we're in a time of unprecedented inflation and on the verge of a very real economic collapse, is disturbing to say the least. This council's antiquated way of thinking over the past 8 years has been resoundingly rejected by the voters of Kershaw County. This budget seems to be nothing more than sour grapes by the outgoing councilman and an attempt to sabotage the incoming administration. This brings me to my next point. Like the chairman, I spent a good portion of my life in the Army. I'm not going to go into details about my service, nor will I attempt to make it seem like I've done anything special. But I will say that the general and I both know about intelligence gathering. However, unlike the general, I was on the ground actually doing soldiering. I'm sure the folks here all remember the Abu Ghraib unpleasantness in Iraq, but I bet they don't know that our outgoing chairman played a very vital role in this nasty affair. He'll claim that he was tasked with coming up with new training for deploying soldiers, but all of us real soldiers knew that the policy changes were going to tie our hands and make our jobs much more dangerous, which in fact they did. My point in bringing that up is to point out that our outgoing chairman has been working behind the scenes very diligently throughout his career as a bureaucrat, to include his time as council chairman, to obscure his true colors. I have come across some very troubling information over the past 3 months, statements being made such as, I run this county, or just wait until January. I have even been told of an attempt by the chairman to get back on the ballot in November as a write-in candidate. Is this the type of man our county has seen in public?
Sir, we don't discuss politics here.
I'll take the credit. Freedom of speech.
Okay,
we
will not talk politics here.
Is this the type of man we should be trusting with our hard-earned treasure? The simple answer is no. To the councilman who will be continuing on to the new county council in 2023, I ask, how do you want to start your tenure? Do you want to straddle yourselves with the task of fixing this atrocious budget then, or do you want to simply stop it now and start from scratch in January. To the outgoing councilman, I ask, what do you want your legacy to be? Mainly, I'm speaking to Mr. Connell, because I know my words are falling on deaf ears with the other three, who will undoubtedly vote yes on this millage increase. You men have an opportunity to do the hard right thing over doing the easy wrong thing. You will know it, you all know in your hearts that increasing taxes on in these times is the wrong thing to do. Please do the right thing and vote no on the millage increase. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.